We are learning Mesechta Dvar Basra, Daf Mem Heyma Beis, and we are starting on Mem Heyma Aleph by two dots, approximately 7 or 8 lines from the bottom. Uman ein lechazaka. It said in the Mishnah that a uman does not have a chazaka. That means a uman is someone who fixes things, or is a cleaners, or a blacksmith, whatever it is. You bring stuff to him, and he fixes it for you, and you give it back. A mechanic would be the same case. That's a uman. Uman ein lechazaka. Because we say, you got this, all of a sudden you're driving around a fancy car, where you got the car from? I bought it. Then they say, no, that car was, someone gave it to you as to fix. That's why you're driving that car. So that's the din, uman lechazaka. The Gemara's going to qualify this case exactly when, like, the uman can own anything. Like, when is exactly considered uman ein lechazaka? So I'm a rabbi. To me, I'm like rabbi and abaya here. I'm a rabbi. Lo yishon wa shemasa loy be'edim. The only time ein lechazaka is if you give it over to him be'edim. And you say, look, I'm giving you over, let's say the example we'll use is a bracelet. Here you go over to the jeweler and he says, here's the bracelet, and I have Aiden that gave it over to you. 2 weeks later, you're walking around with the bracelet and saying, it's yours. Nah, I gave it to you. And therefore it's not a chazaka. I've a muscle, remember, chazaka by metaphim is miyad. So here you're walking around 2 weeks later saying, it's yours. And I say, no, I have Aiden that I gave it over to you. Therefore it's not a chazaka. I've a muscle, but if you gave over this bracelet without Aiden, so then he's believed to say he bought it. He could have said, what do you mean? I never took it from you. What are you talking about? I always had this one. So Matech could say that. He's also believed to say, he could say, because he could have said, didn't come to the terrorist omnis. I always bought it. That's you could say. Or you could say, I bought it from someone else who got it from you. So then, even if you say lekucha, you're neman. In any case, where they didn't see the original owner giving it over, he could tie in a lekucha hi biyada. Lekucha biyada. Like Tosis speaks out, Dir Maskal Aval, Ein lefarish metoich shal yachaloy me ein biyadi klal. Dabara mairi. We're talking about here, you see it, and the Adam saw it in his hands, this bracelet, and then they know that this bracelet originally belonged to Reuven. Stole no chazaka, because since you didn't see him giving it over to him, since I can say that, so now if I say I bought it from you, you'll believe it also. You believe it also. Even if you agree, say, you know what, you gave it to me, but I bought it from you. You're believed to say that. Since you don't have Edom that I was given over, so therefore, you are believed to say that you bought it. That's the halacha. So what's Rava saying? That the only time it's a problem, uman lechazaka, if you have Edom that was given over. Amalei Abaya, Ihachi, afilu be'edim nami, I have a migu. Metech shiachalem alei chzarati alei. I could have said I gave back to you. Kiyom lekuch abiyadim heaven. So we just spoke out what the Gemara said later on, that be Ra, we'll see in a second. Now the case was Ra, but right now the Gemara doesn't know that yet. The Gemara first thinks that all you have here is Edom that you gave it over. Frank Abaya, simple question. Very simple question. You're right to have Edom. I gave over the bracelet to the uman, to the jeweler. But maybe the jeweler should be believed that he bought it, because he could have said, I gave it back. He could have said, I gave it back. So why isn't he believed to say, I bought it? Migu, I could have said, I gave it back.
It's in your hands.
No, now it's in your hands. But Edom didn't see the hands. It's only, you're right, the Gemara doesn't say raw with Edom. Let's say Edom didn't see, we don't know that yet. All we know is that 3 weeks later, you come over to the uman and says, where's my bracelet? So he could have said, I gave it back to you. But he doesn't say that. He says, you know what? Here it is, but I bought it from you. That was the story. Is he believed or not? So Rabbi says, no chazaka, because I've Edom, I gave it to you. So Frank Tabaya, what do you mean? You do have a chazaka. I could have said, I gave it back to you. I didn't have to show it to you. I got to show it to you now, but I didn't have to. So I have a migu, I could have said, I gave it back to you. That's the Gemara's question. That's Abaya's question. Lefi you, the chayra, I don't understand. Even if you have Edom, I gave it over to you, I could say, I gave it back to you. So now, I believe b'migu that to say I bought it. Ki om l'kuchana aviyad v'hemen. Om alei rabba. So Rabba's first heard like this. Mi savris ha-mafgir on top of my base. Ha-mafgir tzachaver be'edim. Ein tzarech lachas be'edim. Do you think if I give over a cotton to someone, to a jeweler be'edim, when he gives it back, he has to give back be'edim? You think he doesn't have to give back be'edim? Lo yisak adayitach. Ha-mafgir tzachaver be'edim tzarech lachas be'edim. Rabba holds this point of the Gemara is, when you mafgir something be'edim, the only way he's believed that he gave it back, he gave it back with Edom. So here, very simple. Fi rabba, water is no chazaka. Once I say I gave it over to you, Adam, it's mine. It's nothing you can do about it. You have no belief. You cannot believe to say you bought it because you can't say exactly. You have to say with Adam. So that's Rabba's halacha. Now, Abaya held everything was totally in raw. Everything was totally if I see it in your hands. Well, like we'll explain in a second after we get Rabba slugged up. We'll see what Abaya what the pshat is. So I upon him. What he's using Abaya is asking Kasha Rabba because Abaya is trying to prove the point that you don't need muscle like Adam. Everything is totally in raw b'yaday afterwards. That's what it's totally in. If Adam saw it in the jeweler's hands before he said anything, the halacha there is, there's no chazaka. Because he's not believed to say chazarti lach. But let's see the Gemara, then we'll recap everything. So far what we learned was that Rabba says, if I give it over b'edim, ain't like chazaka. So Abaya asked, why? He could say I gave it back. And let him be believed. Now with amigu that it could get back, let him believe he bought it. So Gemara says, no, Rabba holds, when I give something b'edim, I got to return it back to the owner b'edim. Meisve Abaya, Abaya has a kasha like this. We're going to bring down a brisa, explain the brisa, and then explain what the kasha is in the brisa, from the brisa. Meisve Abaya. Ra avdo biyad uman. You see your ever biyad uman. And why was the ever doing by the uman? He was apprenticing. He was learning how to be a jeweler. So you see ever by yad uman, metalis of yakovis, or your talis is by the cleaners. Omaloi. What are you doing with my Eved or with my talis? So he answers, Atmachartli, you sold to me, Atanasatli, my tongue, you gave to me a present. You are not believed. Because the Umayyad al-Khazaka, you're not believed. And like the restaurant speaks out, the case of Eved has to be, it was 3 years. Because on Eved anyway, you need Khazaka 3 years. Because Gaidris. So it has to be, it was 3 years. So the halacha is that you're not loyal maklum. If you say that you told the person, a certain person, to sell it to me, then dvarav can be believed. Now, what's the reason? Maishta reishta, maishta seifa. What's the chil between the reishta and the seifa? Omar Rabba, seifa b'yoytz v'tachas de'achar kamalei. Seifa b'yoytz v'tachas de'ad achar. V'kamalei achar v'fonai amarat eloi l'moichroi v'litnoi matano. The Sefer is on a case where the Uman is not the one holding on to it. It's a third person who's holding on to the Eved or the Talis. And there he's believed to say, you told the Uman to sell it to me. Or you told the Uman to give it to me matana. Migudi bayi amale minach zavinta. Since the other person could say, I bought it from you. Ki amale nami befana yamarato lemaychra. When he says also that you told the Uman to sell it to me, dvar kayam mehemin. Then he's believed. Add kind of brisa, and we'll see what the kasha is in a second. What does the brisa say? That if you see the Eved or Talis b'yad uman and you say that's mine, and the guy says no, I bought it from you, he's not believed. But if you see it b'yad someone else, and you know it came from the uman, the guy is believed to say, and you're saying it came from the uman, the guy is believed to say that you told the uman to sell it to me. Why believe? Because he could have said I bought it, and he's not an uman, and he's believed to say he bought it. If he has it in his hand. So therefore he's believed to say that you told the Uman to sell it to me. Ad Khan the Bryson. Now what's the kasha that Abai is asking a rabbi from here? Ktoni Mios, what it does say in the ratio, what it say in the ratio, Ktoni Mios, ratio Ra'a, that you saw the Eved b'yad Uman. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Ida Ike Edim, if you have Edim that you gave it over to the Uman, so according to Rabbah, Lomeli Ra, you don't need Ra. Rabba said before, as long as you have Edim that I gave it over to Uman, the Uman is not believed. So why need Ra b'yavda b'yad Uman? Which sounds like you have Edim who see this. Nasi Edim, you have Edim on the Mesira. Lomeli Ra, Nasi Edim Nishkol. El Avdelek Edim, there's no Edim on the Mesira. V'chi Ra, miyatafislai. And Lamaisa, when it's Ra b'yad Uman, then the Baal Bais takes it from him, takes it away from him. So you see, Ra'a alone is enough. It's a kasha on Rabba. Because Abaya holds, Ra'a is enough. So it's a Raya, Ra'a is enough in his hand. It's like this. Abaya holds that if I have, if the guy loses the opportunity to deny it, if I see my thing by the Uman with Adam, they see the Uman walking around with something, and I have Adam, and I say, look, that's mine. Okay. Then I go over to Edom. Then I go over to him and say, can I have my thing back? He says, no, it's mine. The halacha is, he's not believed. Because a woman holding on to something is not a chazaka, because it's a dover ha'osui that came to the woman. Rabba, for some reason, till now held that Rabba Yoda is not a sufficient enough reason to say that it's not a chazaka, because the guy katayna that I didn't get it from you. I got it's my own thing. But Abaye says no, that since he's a uman, just like we find by a regular balabas, the Gemara says that, let's say the derech is people lend. What do people lend today? I don't know. But what is example? People lend things. People lend, I don't know, lawnmowers. They don't, but let's say they do. So if you see a lawnmower by a neighbor, you can't claim you bought it, because I'm telling you, I lent it to you. So usually you have a chazak komash tachas yadai. But if it's something that I know that got there a different way, there's no chazak of you holding on to it. No other raya. Holding on to something that could get to you a different way is not a raya. You need a migu or something. So therefore, Abaye says, if a uman is holding on to something and he has no migu anymore because I see it in his hand, he can't say I gave it back to you. So there's no chazaka. That's what Abaye held. Rabba says, I need mesira be'edim. And it sounded like that was all. That's all. Once you have that, then even if you don't see it in his hand, a Rabba held, it's already not a chazaka. Once I gave him mesira, why? Maybe he's tiny as a migu, could have gave it back. You have to have be'edim. So the kasha from here is, you see, not like that. Because it can't be talking about Edom, because according to, if he had Edom, that'll be enough. El av the leka Edom. There's no Edom. And v'chi ra mia tavisle. And seeing in his hand is enough of a reason to say there's no migu anymore. According to Rabbi, he held that you could have a migu there, that I bought it. And here you see, you cannot have a migu anymore. So tomorrow, lo yudayim de ike Edom. There is Edom. And what do you ra? Who the ra? Va'atu the amr samafke itzach haver be'edom tzorach far be'edom. Why do you need ra? Why didn't he rob the yadai? L'chayra, you have to give it back by Edom. Amalei hadirbi, I was chayzer. So Rabba holds right now, the only time there's no chazaka, if you have two things. You have Edom Mesira, Edom that was given over to him, and Edom the yadai. Why? Because if you don't have Edom Mesira, he could tie I bought it from you. Good, you see the hand, I bought it from you. And if you don't have Edom Ria, he could say, I gave it back to you. That's what Rabba holds. Abaya holds, no, that even without Edom Mesira, if you see it in his hand, it's not a chazaka. Why? I can say he bought it for you. No, because being your hand is not enough a raya to say I bought it. Because a woman always has things from other people. And therefore, it's not a raya. Anyone have any questions over here? Let's go over it. What do you think Rabba holds? What is Rabba hold? Rabba, remember, Uman is a jeweler. The jeweler holding onto a bracelet, could he tiny it belongs to him? Okay? Could he tiny it belongs to him? Maybe he bought it. Zokt Rabba, the only time he's not believed is if you have two things. You have Edom that Reuven gave it over to the jeweler. So now we see clearly how it got to the jeweler. And not only that, we see it in the jeweler's hands now. Because if not, he could say, I gave it back to you. That's what Rabba says. The only time he's no chazak, you have two things. Abaye says, no. You don't have to see Reuven give it over to the jeweler. If Reuven brings Edom and he sees a jeweler walking around, he says, look at that jeweler, he's holding on to that bracelet, it's mine. It's my bracelet. Huh?
That's claiming?
He knows. He knows it's my bracelet. He knows it was once my bracelet. And look, he shows Edom, look, he's holding on to it. Now he comes, knocks on the door, can I have my bracelet back? The guy says, I don't have it. That's for sure not. We have Edom here. The guy says, I bought it. Prove that he bought it. Oh, you're holding on to it? That's not a raya. Why not? Because the Uman doesn't have a chazaka. Because it's very possible. We know how it could get to the Uman's hand. He's a jeweler. So he can't. The only way he could buy jewelry is if he has Edom that he bought it, basically. That's the only way he could buy jewelry. Or if no one sees it in his hand, and when you ask if it, he says, I bought it, he could have said, I give it back to you. That's the only way it's now. But if Ra B'Yadai, you're not, then the halacha is, you see Reuven's bracelet. B'Yadai, he's no way he could say he bought it. If it's it's a bracelet that you don't see, it's Reuven. It's Thomas, that's not a Shiloh. Here is a simon. You know it's Reuven's bracelet. So that's our bias sheet. Then Rabba holds you need both. And all you have to believe, you need both. Masiv Rab, Rava L'Siula Rabba. So now, it's like the response says, this is like a Tanya Kavasei. So Tanya Kavasei, the Rabba. That's what we try to do. We'll see, we'll get out of it. But Masiv Rava L'Siula Rabba. Hanoisin Talis L'Uman. You give your talis to the Uman. And now, you're coming to pick it up. And you want to, and the Uman wants to get paid. Uman Amashtayim Kisatli, you have to pay me $20. But Allah Merloi Kisatli Lachalachas, I made up only $10. So Allah is Kozman Shah Talis Piyara Uman Kozman, the Uman's holding onto the talis, since he could have said, I bought it, he's believed up to the amount of money that the talis is worth, and he could claim $20. He wins. He's holding onto the talis. Nostaloi, so if you give back the talis to the owner, so bismanoi, if it's that day, nishba v'noitel. So then the loch is, the Uman is believed to swear and take the 20, because we always say, on that day, he's believed because the Baal Bayis is tarud, and maybe forgot how much they made up. Of his mana, if it's already past the day he's supposed to pay, so you assume for sure he paid already, then you say, then you say, let's you have to bring a raya that 20, if not, you're just paying 10. But what we have to know about this Bryce is the first half. The first half of, it's maybe a Mishnah and Shavuos, we have to know the first half. That says over there, that when you give a talis to Uman, the Uman wins if he's holding on to it. Now what's the case? If it was Edim that he gave over the talis to Uman, so lechzi, Edim I kamri. The Edim should know how much he made up. The Edim were there when he gave it over. So let the Edim see how much he made up. Elolav, it must be the Lekka Edim. On top of Mevav and Alf. There are no Edim, and even though you see it in his hands, we're assuming, you see it in his hands now, the talis, but there's no Edim by the Mesira. And that's why there's a Shiloh here. And what does it say? Ktani, Uma Mehemin, Migudon Al Kavoyada. Here, he sees Nemon. So what is the Raya to? It's Raya, connect, Mehemin Ami, Agri, Bema Agri. Since he has a Migu, he could have said, I bought it. He's Mehemin on the Agri, on the amount that they have to pay. So what do you see? So it's a raya to Rabbah. Rabbah holds. The only time we not neman is if you see Edim he gave over the talis and you see it in his hands. Here, Rabbah says, once you see it in his hands, he's not neman to say that I bought it because we know how he got the hands. And here it's saying, because no Edim here, because if Edim is here, then you know what happened. There's no Edim. So it must be Ra. So it's Ra, you see, he's neman to say, so we're no, it's not a raya. There's neither here. There's no edim, there's no ra. You knock on his door, it says, can I have my talis? So he says, yeah, I have your talis, but it's $20. So there he could have said, I don't have your talis, I bought it, it's my talis. I didn't see it. So here, that's not a raya against Abai. The last Gemara here on Rabbah, Moshe Rav Nachman Yitzchak is a kasha on Rabbah. I have a Mishnah. Moshe Rav Nachman Yitzchak, our Mishnah says, Uman ein loy chazaka. A Uman. A professional, or someone who fixes something up, ain't le chazaka. A jeweler does not have a chazaka. Uman hu dein le chazaka. But the same exact case, ha achi yesh le chazaka. Right? Someone else holding up the same thing would be a chazaka. Hey chidam, what's the case? Idi ke edim, if it's edim mesira, so you gave it over to him, acha ma yesh chazaka. How could it be a chazaka? Koma ashtach zyoda. I know how it got to you. I gave it to you. El av leka edim. You don't have edim. Viktani, Uman ein lechazaka. And it says, Uman ein lechazaka. So you see, it's a tiyufta the rabbi tiyufta. Now, you can't say we're talking about that there's Edim and Loi Ra'a. So then we're saying, Lechaira, it should, in that case, there's Edim Loi Ra'a. Via Lekuli Alma, if there was Edim Mesira with no Ra'a, Lekuli Alma Yineman. Because you could have said, Echzar Tilach. So Uman ein lechazaka can't be that case. What's Uman ein lechazaka? Okay, what's the case? Uman lechazaka. If you have Ede, Mesira, and Ra'a, so then by someone else also, it won't be a chazaka. So Elamai, you don't have Ede, Mesira, you only have Ra. And here is a difference between Uman and not Uman. What's the difference? Because by Uman, once I see in your hand, you can't tie an Echzar to Lach. And I how got the hand? I know I got the hand. You're a Uman. But a regular person, why to get this hand? It must be a Kenyan. So Tiyufta, the Rabbah, Tiyufta, this is a Kasha on Rabbah Lamaisa, it's a Kasha on Rabbah. So we're coming out like Abaya, everything is totally in Rabbah Yodha. Like the Rashba makes a recap, that it comes out of a Mafke Eitz Chaver Be'edim, Ein Tzarech Lahachsla Be'edim. You don't have to give back Be'edim. Therefore, in such a case, you are Neman to say Echzar Tavlach. But by Ra'ah Tachas Yodhoi, so then, by a regular person, even Ra'ah Tachas Yodhoi, he's believed to say he bought it, by a Umma not. And Dr. Rashbam, there is a case also by a regular person not believe. You know when? By a case where it's Osul Haskil Haskil, something that people usually lend out. Any guys have a like an example of things you lend out these days? People lend out things? I don't know of example, but what do you people lend out? Air conditioners? Or air conditioners? The air conditioner unit, let's say. So there, the guy has the air conditioner unit, and you see it by his hand, and you see it, and you know it's yours. He's Adam, so you see that there, and he goes over his hand and says, can I have my air conditioner back? He says, no, it's mine. So there we know, people borrow it, so it's not a raya. But a Uman, anything that he's a Uman for. Like the Rashbam speaks out that if it's a Uman who's a jeweler, and he's a jeweler, right? And you give him a car, avada there he's believed, because even though he's a Uman, quote unquote Uman, but he's not a Uman for cars, he's a Uman for jewelry. So it all depends on his thing, then raw be on the that's the bottom line. We pass him like a baya, that means he's tolling raw, not tolling Adim. Rabba held, he did both things, Messir be Adim and raw. Because if not, he holds that you believe with a migu, I could have said that I bought it. Masha Inkain, we pass him like a baya because raw in his hands, not a raya, because the maisa, it's something that's normal to be there, and therefore, as long as it's a Uman and Rabbi Yoda, he's not now meant to say that he bought it.